Yep? No. Okay, I'm going to use that one then. That's okay. Hello? Hello? Great. Wonderful. I tend to flail my hands about, so it is a bit easier if I can have this. Can you hear me okay?
Okay, great.
The Great Commission, right? The good news isn't only for you. Go and make disciples of all nations. Tell people about me, Jesus said. This good news is for everyone. It's an announcement that something happened through the cross and the resurrection that changed everything. The theologian N.T. Wright, or Tom Wright, said that Christianity is simply good news. It is the news that something has happened, as a result of which the world is a different place. Jesus is summoning us to be a part of that new, different reality. We're in our third week of Baptist Values, and this week we're talking about mission. As a Baptist movement, this good news and sharing it with the world is a core part of who we are. We aren't to become inward focused, only looking at ourselves, but we are to look outward at how people can learn about and experience this good news for themselves. I'm told that as Baptists in Australia, we had a missions agency before we even had agreed to work together as churches and had our state unions and associations. Missions was that important to Baptists. It was part of their DNA. Baptists were some of the first missionaries into Papua New Guinea, some of the first missionaries elsewhere. Because we know that from the Great Commission, that telling people about the good news and living it out is what God wants of us. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it says that the Lord is not slow in keeping his promises, as some understand slowness. Instead, he's patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. He longs for everyone to be transformed by the good news that Jesus has defeated death and that we can be in restored relationship with God. A few months ago, I preached here on community engagement, and I talked about something called being a faithful presence. And it's this idea that, as Tom Wright or N.T. Wright says again, that we are becoming people who are transformed. And then we transform the world. We are becoming healed people through the good news who then bring God's healing to the world. So, as you are being transformed by the good news of the gospel, be all in. Be a faithful presence with your gifts and your strengths. Be all in where you are placed, in your family, in your work, and in your community. Look outward. In being transformed yourself by the good news, you can't help but live and speak the good news out wherever you're placed. And just remember that in your relationship with Jesus Christ, it will look different. Your relationship with Jesus Christ will look different from my relationship with Jesus Christ. There will be some things that are similar to the way we worship God, but there will be differences as well. In missions, we do something called contextualization, which means that we attempt to communicate the gospel in word and deed and to establish the church in ways that make sense to people in their own local context. A church in a tiny village in Mozambique will look different from a church in Paris, which will look different from the way people practice their faith in Iraq. The good news transcends culture, which is why our cross-cultural workers, or our missionaries, can be called either, They're trained to do this. They're trained to deliver the good news in ways that are culturally relevant to the people they are living with. I was just thinking about the fact that our sound system was having some issues, and sometimes our slides had issues. These are all cultural things, right? They're things that help us to do church here. But it's not church. Church is us meeting together. And how we do that will look different from how believers around the world do that. I believe that God is calling every one of us to be a faithful presence where we are. For some of you, God may be calling you to move to a different context and be a faithful presence there. For those of us who are asked to stay here, though, in our own local neighborhood, we can still support those going out into other contexts, which we do as a church. We support cross-cultural workers doing work in other parts of the world. Why? Why do we do this? Because we know that the good news is for everyone. So let's see what the video has to say for us before we go into our discussion groups.
As Australian Baptist churches, organizations, and associations, we have a shared story that has shaped what we value and who we are.
By understanding our core values, we are well positioned to respond and adapt to our ever-changing contexts.
In this series, we explore these values so you can consider how they guide your ministry.
They are informed by our understanding of the gospel, are resonant with our history, and are shared by our national Baptist movement.
They provide a framework on which we can all step into the future with confidence in who we are and in the one we follow. We follow Jesus and led by His Spirit and formed by His Word. We understand our identity as communities of His people called to make it known. Our next value refers to the way in which we work together, the posture we have towards others, both within and beyond our team.
It's mission this week. So we're gonna go straight to the questions. That's all right. We make mistakes, don't we? Let's go to the questions. That's the video for next week. That's gonna be a real fun one, guys. When we break into our groups, it would be good to discuss some of these questions. What I'd like you to think about is so much of mission is about learning, right? It's about a posture that we take, about listening and learning and developing relationship with people where they're at. Some of the mistakes that Christians have made in the past with missions is they've went in and they haven't listened. They haven't learned, and they went in with their way of doing Christianity, and they've imposed that on other people. So what I'd like us to think about today is what would it mean for you personally, or for us as a church, to develop a posture of learning and listening as it relates to how we do mission? How could we continue? I think this church does that really well. So how could we continue to do that well as a church? I talked about contextualization, and I don't want this to become a big thing. Like, it can be a complicated thing. But what I'd like you to think about is, what's core about our faith? What are those things that will be the same in every culture we go in? And what are the cultural things that we bring to our faith? Because it's very hard to, without listening and learning, to discern what's okay for people in their own culture to do when they're becoming Christians and learning about God. So what do you think are the core things about Christianity, and what are the cultural things? Loving others and advocating for people. Advocating is speaking up on their behalf. The video talks about this. They said that that's an important part of mission. So what do you think about advocacy? Has there been a time in your life or in the life of this church that you have advocated or spoken up for on behalf of somebody else? So you might have written a letter to your politician. You might have gone to a meeting with someone when they thought that they couldn't understand what was happening at the meeting, and you translated or you explained something. If you've done this, Let's talk about this in the group. And are there any ways that you think you would like to make mission a priority for you? So whether that's going into a new context here in Australia, or whether that's going overseas, or something our church could do overseas, is there any way you'd like to make it a priority for you? Okay? So kids, Oasis can go out. They're going to go over to the other side. We're going to break up into our groups. If you're an older kid in Oasis, if you're Aaron, Murray, any of the older ones, Manu, can you stay in here? You stay in here, you're going to meet with the other group. So go ahead and break into groups, eh? Hi, everyone. Oh, that one's on. If you could wrap up your conversation. And we'll close. Let's see what's...